Today's story is The Search for the Magic Lake, a tale from Ecuador, retold by Heather Forrest in her collection, Wonder Tales from Around the World. The Search for the Magic Lake. Long ago, a powerful Inca ruler named Pachacuti governed a vast empire in Ecuador. His palace walls were covered with gold and glistened like the sun. But his mood was always dark and sorrowful. His only son, Topa, lay weak and dying. None of the court doctors could cure him. The Inca ruler grieved and went to the altar to pray. An eerie voice drifted out to him from the flames at the altar. "Your son must drink the waters of the magic lake that touches the sky," it said. "Fill the magic golden flask." The fire smoldered to embers, and when it cooled, the golden flask was lying in the ashes. Pachacuti was too old to travel to the end of the world to fill the flask with water from the magic lake. He announced, "I will give a great fortune to anyone who can bring water from the magic lake to the palace." Two young men who lived on a farm in the valley heard about the reward. "Let us search for the magic lake," they said to each other. "If we find its healing waters, we will save our prince and help our poor parents to live a comfortable life." Their younger sister pleaded, "Let me come too." "No, stay here with our old parents," they said. "The journey will be too long and dangerous for you. We will return in time for the harvest." Leaving their disappointed sister behind, the young men went in search of the magic lake. They traveled for months and still did not reach the end of the world where the magic lake touches the sky. "It is almost harvest time," said one son wearily. "Let us bring some water from any lake we find along the way and go home. Surely the emperor will reward us for our troubles." The two young men delivered jars of ordinary water to the palace. Doctors brought the water to the prince. He sipped the water, but lay as pale and weak as ever.
"This water could not be from the magic lake," said the court doctor. "They have lied about where they found it."
The emperor was furious at the deception. "Lying is a serious crime. Put these men in prison," he cried. The two were dragged away and locked in a dungeon. When news of their imprisonment reached home, their sister said, "I will seek the magic lake. Perhaps, if I find it, my brothers will be freed." She filled a small sack with roasted corn and brought a bottle of chicha, a corn mash drink. With her pet llama for company, she bravely set off. They traveled a long way down the highway. By nightfall, the girl heard the sound of a hungry puma. Trembling with fright, she said, "Go home, dear llama, where you will be safe." She chased him back down the road. For safety, she climbed a tree. Nestled in the branches, she opened her bag of roasted corn. Three small birds landed beside her on the branch. Opening her hand, she let the birds peck the corn from her palm until they had eaten most of it. She drank her chicha and fell asleep. As she slept, one bird said, "She will never reach the magic lake without some help." Another added, "She fed us, so we should help her." When the girl heard these small voices, she opened her eyes. The birds fluttered to a branch in front of her face. "Take a feather from each of our wings. Make them into a fan, and they will help you on your way." Then each bird plucked a downy feather from under its wing. Taking the feathers from their beaks, she made a fan and tied it at the bottom with her hair ribbon. "I wish I were at the magic lake," she sighed. Instantly, a strong wind arose and whisked her out of the tree. She soared over the forest and gently landed in front of a lake so large its distant shore seemed to touch the sky. "This must be the magic lake," she cried. "I wish I had a jar that could carry the healing water." No sooner did she say these words than a golden flask landed at her feet. Just as she leaned down to pick it up, she heard something scratching the sand behind her. She turned and saw an enormous, hairy-legged crab.
"Leave the water alone," it said.
The girl held the feather fan up to her mouth, and the giant crab fell asleep. She heard a great splash in the water and turned to see a giant alligator thrust his tail against the surface.
"Leave the water alone," it said.
She held up the fan, and the alligator fell asleep and floated away. Above her there was a strong wind. She looked up to see a huge winged serpent hissing, "Stay away! Leave the water alone!" She held up her feather fan to her lips, and the serpent descended onto the shoreline and fell asleep too. As quickly as she could, she filled the golden flask. "I wish I were in the palace," she said. When she blinked again, she was standing beside the sickly prince, ashen pale on his bed. His father and mother wept over the lifeless body of their only son. "I've brought the healing water of the magic lake," said the girl, holding up the golden flask. She rushed to the prince's side and let several drops moisten his lips. He began to stir. She lifted his head and poured a sip into his mouth. The blush of health spread over his face. He drank more and sat up with a smile.
"You have saved our son," cried the Emperor Pachacuti. "Name anything you want as a reward."
"I desire only three things," said the girl. "First, I want my parents to have a comfortable farm and a herd of llamas, vicuñas, and alpacas."
"Done," said the Emperor.
"Next," she said, "I want you to free my brothers. Surely they have learned their lesson and will never lie again. They were trying to help my parents."
"Done," said the Emperor.
"Lastly," she said, "I want these feathers returned to the birds who gave them to me. My mission is finished." Before the Emperor could speak, the feather fan rose up out of her hand. It floated across the room and vanished out the window.
"What can we give you for yourself?" asked the Emperor. "Please stay here with us and live in great riches."
"No," said the girl. "My greatest reward will be to finally see my family together again." She returned home to discover that royal workers were already building a new house. Her parents rejoiced, and her brothers offered humble thanks as they lifted her high up onto their shoulders and danced about the farm. The end.